That was Touching God, the eighth track on Daniel Caesar's new album, Son of Spurgey. Daniel Caesar is a Canadian R&B artist known for his love songs and lengthy ballads, like the ones on his Grammy-nominated 2017 album, Freudian. This year, Caesar has turned away from the best parts of his life and instead took a new focus, his turbulent relationship with his father.
Someday I will leave your home. Be a man, I'll make my own.
That song, Moon, featuring Bon Iver, is just one of the tracks that references Caesar's father, Norwell Simmons, a gospel singer from Jamaica. Even the album title, Son of Spurgey, refers to Simmons' nickname. In an Instagram post announcing the album's release, Caesar wrote, "I am nothing, but in my flesh I am Spurgey's son, and in my spirit I am God's." On his recent pop-up tour, the singer shared that he went through a period where he rejected Christianity and his father. Now, Son of Spurgey serves as a map back to both of those connections. He makes the album's gospel inspiration apparent from the beginning with the first track, Rain Down.
Lord, let your blessings rain down on me.
Even though he made a greater focus on his religious and familial messages, Caesar didn't completely stray from the romance genre.
Have a baby with me.
The album's first single, Have a Baby With Me, was released in July and was a first taste for fans eager to hear the rest of the album. Still, the track wasn't a standout sound to Medill's second year, Gloria Gua.
It sounds, honestly, kind of very similar to other artists like Frank Ocean a little bit, Omar Apollo, kind of.
While it was a familiar tune to Gua, Weinberg third year Abigail Anton found a new sound after listening to the album's third track, Call On Me.
It was pretty catchy. It sounded nice. I liked it a lot.
And you hadn't listened to it before?
No, never.
Anton's not alone in her appreciation for Call On Me. The song was the album's second single and the only song with a music video. The track blends Caesar's themes of complicated relationships and religious influence. Alongside Call On Me, track 6 on the album became one of the more popular releases. Titled Who Knows, the song trended for its wistful and sweet melody that tells the story of all the what-ifs in a relationship.
Maybe we get married one day, but who knows?
Sespi third year Nala Habona is a longtime fan of Caesar, and she likes to stick to what she knows.
His old music and Freudian, the album, that's my favorite. Like, I know most of the songs on Freudian. And then his new album, Who Knows, is the only song I know on his new album.
For Habona, Caesar has yet to top her old favorites.
I think a lot of his music sounds similar, but I'm a big Daniel Caesar fan, and I like this song. It's not one of his best songs, it's not one of his better songs, but it's still a good song.
Benin and Medill's second year, Sol Thomas, is also a big fan of Caesar. And he believes the music of Son of Spurgey may actually be some of Caesar's best work.
I like how all of his songs seem like they come from just a session of him playing guitar, and how this ends up making a atmospheric quality to the music. And I just think that it's really interesting how he plays with this style of R&B to create such a distinctive sound.
Son of Spurgey is Caesar at his most vulnerable. And that message not only connected with fans, but also with his father, who is a feature on the album. Caesar ends the album the way he began it, with gospel. For WNUR News, I'm Olivia Payne.